iOS 17. I'm sure a lot of you must have upgraded your devices to iOS 17 now, Apple's latest iOS update. And it has come with a host of new features, including the standby mode, custom stickers, ability to get multiple timers, finally, and so much more. We have been testing these features for such a long time that I can't wait to share with you my top 10 favorite iOS 17 features. Hello and welcome to the iGeeks Blog Show, an Apple exclusive podcast. I'm your host Harshanki, and in today's episode, I'm going to break down some of the most popular and most beneficial features of iOS 17. Before we begin, don't forget to connect with us on our social media channels. We're available everywhere as iGeeks Blog, and if you want to connect with me, just hit me up on Instagram, Harshanki with an extra I. We also have all of this information in written format, so please do check out our app. All the links are in the description. So what update do you need? See, if you have the iPhone 15 series, a small but a quickly growing cohort, you're going to need 17.0.2. All the other users are on iOS 17.0.1. If you have an iPhone released in 2018 or later, then iOS 17.0.1 is compatible for your device. This means that iPhone XS, XS Max, and XR are the earliest phones, with iPhone 11, 11 Pro, 11 Pro Max, and all the more recent iPhones included. This also includes iPhone SE's second and third generation models. The second of the new updates, iOS 17.0.2, is only for iPhone 15, iPhone 15 Plus, 15 Pro, and 15 Pro Max. Other phones such as iPhone 14, 14 Plus, 14 Pro, 14 Pro Max, 13 series, 12 series, 11 series, XS, XX, S Max, XR, and SE to second generation or later can have 17.0.1. How do you upgrade your phone to iOS 17? It's very simple. All you have to do is open the Settings app, scroll down and tap General, then select Software Update. If your iPhone is ready for an update, you'll see an option to upgrade to iOS 17. Keep in mind that although iOS 17 is launched, it may not be immediately available for everyone. If you have a phone older than iPhone XR or XS, sadly, you won't be able to install iOS 17. The first generation iPhone SE is also left out this time. If you can't get to upgrading immediately, doesn't hurt to wait a few more days, right? Maybe Apple is working on some bugs. Sooner or later, you're gonna get that latest update, so don't worry. Now that we have the technicalities cleared out of the way, here are the top 10 features I want you guys to try out. iPhone Standby Mode. Apple enhances the lock screen experience this year in iOS 17 with a new landscape standby mode for iPhone. Some of the available options include dual view, customizable setup, while others have different clock features that takes up the whole screen. You can also use third-party widgets with standby. Once you've downloaded iOS 17, you should definitely try the standby mode. It is one of the new biggest features, and it's so much more customizable than you can ever think. How do you configure the standby mode in iOS 17? You have to open the standby section in the main settings app, adjust the settings toggle as needed, and with the standby mode enabled, you can now swipe left and right or up and down to change what's on your display. The widget screen can be found by swiping leftwards from the other screen. It contains two different clock types, as well as a stock tracker and the day and date in its left column, and weather, reminders, and either a month view or today's widget for your calendar. You can also swipe up and down to swap between them to show your preferred widgets, and tap and hold them to change the position and type of widgets on offer from supported apps. There are two ways to change how standby mode looks. The first is in the settings menu, and the second is with standby mode actually active. We'll cover both here, so you can have the full control over the smart display style interface. So you're going to find the photo screen by swiping to the left from the clock screen or to the right from the widget screen. This automatically shows photos from randomly selected albums in your Photos app, animating and transitioning between them. You can still see the time in this view, but it's a lot less prominent. Swipe all the way to the right to get to the clock screen. You can pick from 5 different clock types, including the one that displays the day as well as the time, plus the world clock, which lets you display different times based on locations you added in the Clocks app. Contact posters. Another neat way iOS 17 gets more customizations are the contact posters. There's a lot of options to create different designs, and you can create them for yourself as well as for others. Now, how do you create these posters? In the Contacts app, tap on your card at the top to get started. You'll see My Card under your name. Tap Edit in the screen's upper right, and then edit under your contact photo. Various choices are available for creating a poster, including using an image like a selfie or a Memoji representation. Additionally, users can generate a simple monogram poster that showcases initials or uses the camera feature to capture a picture instantly. Note that when you're editing your contact poster, there's a section called Share Automatically. It defaults to sharing your poster automatically with your contacts, but you can always change it to Always Ask. Then while it's only for your contacts, each time you call someone, you can say that you do or don't want them to get your poster. Creating a poster in this interface resembles designing a lock screen in iOS 16. Users can select a photo from the library, with vertical images preferable. Photos captured using portrait mode are particularly suitable as the phone can effectively distinguish the subject from the background, allowing for the application of color effects. To navigate through different filters that distinguish you from the background in this image, swipe left or right. And by tapping on the color screen at the bottom right, you can select an accent color of your choice. To personalize the font, color, and weight, you can tap the name at the top of the screen, and you can use two fingers to zoom in or drag out of the picture around the screen. Once you're satisfied, tap Done and see the preview of your contact poster, and it is ready to be shared again. Live voicemail. Live voicemail makes it easy to know if you'd like to pick up a call when someone is leaving a message about having to call them back. Once you have iOS 17, you can turn this feature on through Settings, Phone, Live Voicemail. You'll be ready to go once your phone starts ringing. Now, this new feature functions a lot like an old answering machine, only with text. When you get a voicemail, you can see what the call is saying in real time as you're reading along. Before the call ends, you can pick up and be connected with the caller. Isn't this a great feature to have? Personal voice. This is an impressive capability that lets users bank their voice in the event they lose in the future. Whether for those with a degenerative disease or if you just like to be prepared, personal voice makes it easy to create and securely store a replica of your voice. Starting in iOS 17, Apple allows users to create personal voice that, when used in conjunction with live speech, can help users communicate with others by reading text and phrases. Personal voice is nothing short of amazing. After only 15 minutes of dictation, your phone can create a digital version of your choice, processed locally and encrypted. It isn't a way to replicate Siri's voice or replace it in any way with your own, but it is a way for someone who has trouble speaking to hear their voice again and to better communicate with others. It surely is very impressive from the looks of it, although I'm personally yet to try it, so I can give you better reviews hopefully sometime in the future. How do you set up this personal voice in iOS 17? Very simple. Open the Settings app, head to Accessibility, Personal Voice, Create a Personal Voice. Record the 150 phrases with the iPhone directly in front of your face in a quiet room. Lock your phone and place it on a charger to create your voice. Apple says it may take overnight for your voice to be created, but it could be longer than that. When trying this out early on the beta testing phase, it took 3 nights for the voice to be finished processing for a lot of people, content creators out there. At the time, you can check the percentage complete by heading back to Accessibility, Personal Voice, though this will pause creation until your phone is once again logged. How do you use personal voice with iOS 17? Once the voice processing is done, you can open Settings, Accessibility, Live Speech, toggle on Live Speech, tap Voices, and choose your created personal voice, which will appear at the top of the list. If your voice doesn't show on the list, give it time or try restarting your phone. Sometimes a reboot or a force quit does help. Live speech enabled and the voice selected, you can triple tap the sleep wake button to open the live speech to text tool. You can type in the box or choose any of the predefined favorite phrases. Offline Apple Maps. Want to save battery or won't have a connection where you're going? With iOS 17, you can now download Apple Maps for offline use. Shared passwords. Password sharing with anyone or any group is seamless with the ability to create shared cloud keychain vaults. Automatically delete two-factor authentication codes. Simple and extremely useful and much, much needed. iOS 17 can now automatically detect two-factor authentication code text after you've used them. Interactive widgets. See, now widgets are a very nice upgrade with functionality right on your home and the lock screen. Message stickers and new user interface. Instead of emoji responses being limited to 6 tab back choices, with iOS 17 you can respond to any text or image with an emoji and a custom sticker. Along with that, there's a new user interface for iMessage apps. How do you use iOS 17 message stickers? Open the Messages app, tap on the plus icon to the left of the text field. Now choose Stickers. Tap the Stickers icon next to the Recents clock icon and choose the new sticker button to make one, or tap the emoji or memoji icon to use existing stickers. Drag a sticker into the message and let go of where you'd like it to be. If you just tap a sticker from the sticker drawer, you can send it in the message like an emoji or text. Alternatively, you can make stickers directly in the Photos app by long pressing on a subject in an image, letting go, then tapping Add Sticker. You can stack multiple stickers in Messages. Make Messages stickers in the Photos app. Along with making stickers in the Messages apps, you can also do it anytime in the Photos apps. Just long press on a subject in a photo, then let go and look for Add Sticker option. Stickers with SMS text. It does work out to put stickers in SMS text, but while Apple hasn't specified, I assumed it does not show up for users on the receiving end, but can be seen on the iOS 17 sender's side. Screen distance. This is a new eye health feature that helps prevent eye strain for all ages and helps reduce the likelihood of myopia for children. How do you enable the screen distance? You open the Settings app, open the Screen Time tabs in the second section. Under the Limit Usage category, tap on the Screen Distance. You'll see a few screens that explain the feature, and you can tap on Continue and turn on Screen Distance for each respective screens. Screen Distance is compatible with iPhone XS and newer models. Also works on 11-inch and 12.9-inch iPad Pro models released in 2018 and later. These have been my favorite features so far. iOS 17 did come up with a couple of bugs and problems. Apple issued an update to iOS 17 on September 21, which addressed certain security flaws. Some people, when updating their iOS, also complained about the iPhone slowing down or the battery running out quickly, or that their phone feels hot. This is a typical behavior after an iOS update, as the iPhone spends a few days carrying background tasks related to the update, such as re-indexing, and it can in turn cause it to more battery up and get hot. You should try restarting your phone or just be patient with it for a few days and things will come back to normal. Few people on Reddit also reported an issue to Wi-Fi. The iPhone struggles to stay connected to the Wi-Fi. Again, restart your phone, and if it keeps happening, just give it a few days. So this is everything that I wanted to talk about iOS 17. And I mean, you know, when you talk about Apple, it's always the little changes that matter at the end of the day, right? And this iOS update has also given me a certain impression that these little changes are what that brings happiness, like an accumulated happiness to me. What is your favorite iOS 17 feature? Do let us know by connecting with us on our social media channels. They're available everywhere as iGeeks blog. And if you want to connect with me, just hit me up on Instagram, Harshanki with an extra I. I'm going to see you guys next week with more exciting updates, hopefully testing a product or some secret sale that you're not aware of. So don't forget to tune into the iGeeks blog show. This is Harshanki signing off. Sayonara.